Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using the promo code WBZMass and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
B-Pod Studios.
It's the Stanley Cup Finals. Zolak and Bertrand from the Star Market booth at the Boston Sports Grill are the only place for the local call of the game. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Win or lose tomorrow, would you say he's shut the critics up?
Well, that's up to for them to decide. I mean, for you who followed me, I've been honest with his play for 3 years I've been here, but I'm not a critic. I always believed he's one of the elite goalies in the league. I think when you win championships, it cements that. You know, that's part of your legacy. So clearly winning a championship at any, you know, those key positions, quarterback, you know, starting pitcher, goaltender is a lot of times what defines you down the road. So, you know, he'll be ready to do it. Let's hope we're good in front of him. I have no worries about him tomorrow. You know, it's more about our team being ready to go and executing the way we need to.
Number two, Zolak and Bertrand from Boston Sports Grill on Canal Street from our broadcast booth, our Star Market broadcast booth. We're here with Bud Light today. 617-779-0985, the telephone number. That's Bruce Cassidy talking about his goaltender, Tuukka Rask, heading into Game 7 tonight. A lot on the line for Tuukka.
That may be the single best accomplishment Cassidy has done this year.
Why do you say that?
To understand the psyche of the goaltender, the ability to motivate the goaltender, know when to call him out, know when to be critical, know when to compliment him. And think about the year Tuukka's had and what transpired at the beginning and wherever the hell he went and how he came back from that and how things changed after that, how they balanced it with Halak, how they kept him fresh. His health was kept fresh. Everything. His health, his mindset, everything. Cassidy's handling of Rask may be the biggest part of why they're at the position they're in and might ultimately close this thing out tonight if he goes out and has a gem. His ability to handle him publicly and privately may be the most non-talked about thing besides the four lines or the trades that were done or, you know, Chara and his jaw. His handling of the mentality of Tuukka Rask is pretty impressive this year.
Does Tuukka sound worried about Game 7? He was asked directly if he's worried about anything about tonight.
Guys, what are you worried about tomorrow night?
Worried about? No worries. No, no worries.
Love it. Again, his ability to, you know, think it, talk it, it's the most consistent thing from game to game to game to series. Tuukka's been it. It's impressive.
You know, I'm going to save my thought that I'm about to tell you in a minute. I'm going to save it because you got to listen to the other side on this. You got to listen to Bennigan's, Birmingham, Binghamton.
Bushmills.
Bushmills. That's a new one. We haven't used that one yet.
I haven't used it yet.
Bushmills. You know, listen to this guy. You know what's great about this, by the way? So people have started doing this because we started doing this at the start of the series right away.
Yeah.
He doesn't have a hard name to pronounce.
No, it's Binnington.
We did it as a sign of disrespect.
It's Binnington.
Boboli?
People think
to Boboli.
Learn to pronounce it that like you people don't get it.
Right. Babushka. I've noticed that the people in St. Louis believe that the people in Boston can't actually say the guy's name.
Right.
I've seen it on Twitter during a game that I go, this is so
awesome. I've tried to pronounce it, and it's just, yeah, sometimes yes, bear nuts comes out. Yeah. You know?
He doesn't have a difficult name.
Beeswax.
He doesn't even have a hard name to say that people in Boston don't even know his name.
No, it's done out of disrespect. Yeah.
Beatnuts. Yeah. Listen.
Baby Beatnuts.
Baby Beatnuts.
Beatnuts and Q-tip.
We can all say Binghamton. There it is.
Yeah. Birmingham. So, Benihana.
It's Binnington, right?
Now I don't know.
What is it?
Bennigan's. So he speaks yesterday. And
People must hate us.
This guy's a psycho. I mean, this guy's out of his mind, right? Yeah. He doesn't have the temperament of a goalie.
What should I do? Should I wear the hat on straight or put on backwards?
Have a listen to this. Have a listen to this jackass.
What happened on the second goal?
Did you watch it? Did it bounce there? It's a good idea.
The audio is not good, so let me explain what happens. They ask him what happens on the second goal the other night, the bouncer.
Yeah.
Did you watch it?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, no, I did. I'm asking you because you're the guy who let it go through and trickle through to the back of the net. You're the guy that lost the game. That's why we're asking you to give your opinion of what happened.
It's almost like from Notting Hill when he's sitting there like, what was the favorite part of the movie that you played in the space movie?
Why don't you tell me your favorite part?
What part do you want me to talk about? It's like...
So the reporter answers, yeah, I saw it.
Yeah, I saw it. Yeah. And he goes...
Did it bounce?
Turns his head. There's a bounce. He turns his head. He won't answer the question. Won't talk to him about it. Did you see it? The guy's like, yeah.
And he says, good eye.
Jackass. He's such a jackass.
I mean,
this guy's a head case. And he's, you know, we've seen it. He's out there staring. And you know what? The Bruins have started to play into it as well. You know, they're skating by him and they're giving him a look. And there's been stuff that's been going on the ice that I think has been
He didn't catch the puck cleanly the other night. There were chances, man, for rebounds.
Of course, he's not that good.
If you're able to penetrate and get those and get some scores down there.
Let me tell you the difference, though. How old is Jordan Binnington?
25.
So how old is Tuukka now?
32.
Difference in age, right?
Yeah.
Maturity.
Do you remember Tuukka when he was down in Providence smashing the boards and breaking all the sticks and having the meltdowns?
Taking the sticks.
Tuukka's come a long way, too.
And fire is one thing. There's just something really unseemly.
Tuukka used to have full-blown meltdowns.
Right. There's something really distasteful, I think, about young, cocky hockey players.
Young what?
Young cocky what?
There's something about young.
Say it again. Young guys.
Egotistical.
Young guys.
No, because if it happens in basketball, well, you can be 20 years old in the NBA and be a star.
Yeah, which is
you
absurd.
Can,
come on, high school and go right
just
in.
Not ready for it.
You know, in football, you get your head taken off, so that kind of takes care of itself. Baseball, you can be a 21-year-old phenom. That's fine. In hockey, it's like it's really tough to be cocky at the age of 25 because there are guys 10 years older than you who are doing it better and they've been doing it longer. And there's a whole culture to the league. And I'm not saying there's snobs about it, but you don't see that many guys walking around like they think their ass doesn't stink at that young of an age in this league. And again, it's probably a bit of the football thing. It's like, oh, if you act too big for your britches, somebody is more than willing to put you in your place in an instant. But for a goalie, that doesn't happen. No one's going after the goalie like physically. And so Binnington's got this, you know, you call it a fire. You know, we might embrace it if he were in Boston. But, yeah, he does seem smug. He seems cocky. It's just something that kind of rubs you the wrong way, especially in hockey. There's no call for it. And to Beatles' point, there's a guy on the other end of the ice 7 years older than you who's been doing it for much longer who's got every right to be cocky, and he's just very matter-of-fact. No, yes, thank you. Not worried. No, nope. Going to go out there. Seems to be in a good mood. Never really in a bad mood. Goalies are just a different breed.
Right. I mean, we're talking about Jordan Binnington, who hasn't even played a full season in the NHL.
No.
You're brand new. Calm down. Relax. You're not carrying your team either. Don't let anyone fool you into believing that, young man, because you're not. You're definitely not. You're not the goalie that's somehow carrying his team and through the playoffs. That is not what you are. So, no, you're right.
And look, it's a cool story. Called up in December of this year, he goes in and he makes 25 saves. He gets a shutout in his first game called up. I mean, it's only happened a handful of times, I think. Oh, actually 35. Never mind. Not that big of a deal. But still, to get called up in December and then be the starting goaltender for your team all the way into the Stanley Cup final and you've taken him to game 7, it's cool. This should be a guy that you look at the other end of the ice and like, oh, this is a good story. It's not. It's really not that good of a story.
He's not likable. He's not likable.
He's not that good.
He's not that good and he's not a likable guy.
His defense in front of him is really good. And the Blues play a physical team. This is a good team, obviously. But are they there at least through this series because of the amazing he's had 1.5 really good games, I would say.
I don't want to see Tuukka Rask lose to that clown.
Bennington has had 1.5 outstanding games in this series.
One of which was game 5.
Yes. Outstanding. And I would say you could probably find 2 more periods throughout these Stanley Cup final games where he has been outstanding. But I don't think he's given you 6 full periods of outstanding play. Tuukka has been outstanding virtually in every game. And not just for this series, but for the ones before this, too.
617-779-0985. We got some open lines. I do appreciate those of you who have been hanging on. Why don't we get to your calls coming up next?
Yeah, let's do some
calls. Get your thoughts on Game 7.
All right.
Who's got the most to gain here tonight? What's on the line? Get back to that question from earlier about which team is closer to getting back here, which I think is a better question to ask today rather than tomorrow. Call me crazy. I hate doing that question after it's over. I like doing it before you know who wins. Mm. Who's closer to getting back to this thing? Is it the Bruins or the Blues with their styles of play? We're mixing that into the conversation, of course, and what kind of night it could be, the defining type of night for Tuukka Rask. We're talking about all this with you here on Zolak and Bertrand, live from Canal Street.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
It's the Stanley Cup Finals. Zolak and Bertrand from the Star Market booth at the Boston Sports Grill on the only place for the local call of the game. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Win or lose tomorrow, would you say he's shut the critics up?
Well, that's up to for them to decide. I mean, for you who have followed me, I've been honest with this play for 3 years I've been here, but I'm not a critic. I always believed he's one of the elite goalies in the league. I think when you win championships, it cements that. You know, that's part of.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using the promo code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
From the Star Market booth at the Boston Sports Grill on Canal Street, sponsored by Bud Light, Zolak and Bertrand, it's the Stanley Cup Finals on 98.5, the Sports Hub, and streaming on the Sports Hub app.
Orr keeps it in the blue line. Orr moves away from McGregor with a beautiful move. Shot fire! Cashman in the zone as well. Pass to Cashman. Shot fire! The 1972 hockey season has ended with the Stanley Cup returning to Boston.
Horry for the Bruins, tied up by Ecclestone and Berenson. Westfall rolled it in front. Sanderson tried a shot that was wide and Keenan cleared it but not out. Bobby Orr behind the net to Sanderson. Orr!
Seconds to go. The exit behind the Canucks net. Get the duck boats ready. Get the duck boats ready. After 39 long years, the cup is back home. The Bruins are 2011 Stanley Cup champions.
It's a great thing about living in the city, right? And working here. Jim gets all that stuff out.
So good.
Pull the dust off it, man.
So Woo. Good.
It's back. Game 7 in your town.
My Brady dream is dead.
Yeah.
Dead.
Damn. What are you going to do?
Ah, it stinks. Got information that Tom Brady will not be the banner captain tonight at TD Garden.
Right?
Yeah.
I didn't expect it. Did you really expect it?
I thought there was a chance.
I think once those guys get cleared.
Once I heard he was in California the other day, I thought the chances were dwindling, but...
Or normal procedures, California, Montana, come back early for a week, camping and get ready.
So who knows what he's up to?
That's a scheduled guy.
I don't know if he's here.
I think if this makes any sense. Now, I know there's a report David Ortiz is actually up and actually taking some steps, which is great. After two long surgeries to clean stuff up and get him going. And the fact that he's actually smiling and talking to family members, but it's kept pretty private. And, you know, they want to keep the quiet time down. If he could give you 10 seconds with a Bruins t-shirt on. Hey, Boston, we know what to do on days like this. Let's go. That place, you know what? You guys are going to be there. You think it was loud last week? What was the moment last week?
I also think that's like, ever heard of, that's like an insane expectation.
Well, it was Krug.
The Krug hit.
Krug was the loudest.
I think that's unreasonable.
It's totally. That's what I'm saying. I preface it with.
Here's why. Let me ask you a question.
Because of who the guy is, I wouldn't be shocked.
Who makes that phone call? Hi, David. Yeah, so-and-so with the Bruins. Hey. Listen, hey, no, you just got shot the other night, and no, you're laid up there at MGH. Just wondering, want to be the banner captain tonight?
No.
Who gets to make that friggin' call?
No one makes that call.
You want to be that guy?
You know who does it?
Who gets to be that guy who makes that ask?
David Ortiz does.
He would have to want to do it himself.
His wherewithal, and if he's of right mind, which all reports are, I'm back in Boston.
Yeah, you think that's the first thing on his mind?
No. But he's been posting.
Or you think it's getting like his wounds drained?
He's been posting.
Give me a break.
Seriously, though, he's been posting. You know, let's go, guys. Let's go Bruins. Let's go Celtics. He's been doing that.
Let's go Celtics.
Well, back when the Celtics were in the playoffs, he put posts up.
Has he posted today, yesterday?
So if you're the doctors, hey Dave, how you doing? You know, don't forget Game 7 tonight, Bruins. And he's sitting there, yeah. And I am who I am. You know what? I want to wish him good luck. Can you tape something real quick? You know, son's there. Hey, D'Angelo, here, tape this real quick. Put this on your phone. Get your phone. Send that to the Bruins. Nobody from the Bruins makes that call. You don't request that. That's ignorant. If you make that call, that's ignorant.
That's what I'm saying. Who makes that call?
They put out a statement asking for privacy.
David, listen.
The family and the Red Sox put out a statement.
It's the Bruins.
I know you asked for privacy.
I know you've needed privacy, but this is sort of important.
And I'll speak quietly. Yeah. That way we can keep it private.
You know, I just show up. You know what you do?
It's like when Gary Bertier was in the hospital.
You show up in the hospital. You send over, like, Chara. Hey, David. You know, come in with black and gold flowers.
Balloons.
Hey, buddy. Just wanted to see how you were doing. Getting ready for Game 7.
I know he's sedated. Could you just put this flag in his hand? Yeah, and I'll hide behind the bed and just kind of wave his hand.
Wait. I'll shake. Wake you up.
Hold on, I'm going to prop his head.
Stop it. Stop it.
You know how they make this smile.
Bad.
You know how they put the...
Don't do that.
Artie, you know how they put the jerseys on the statues around town? You know, yeah. But they got to, like, cut the back. They got to, like, cut the back and then, like, sew them back together. It's like they draped the jersey over them. Like,
hey, just put it on them like a blanket.
Hey, you got Bluetooth in here?
Put a foam finger next to him.
You got Bluetooth in here? Put that speaker.
They put the Bruins foam finger next to him. It looks like he's got it up.
Gold song, hit it. It's sick. You people are sick. You two are sick.
Like, who makes that call?
Nobody makes that call. The family asked for privacy.
David, heard you were up and walking, buddy. You know, we're only 1,213 steps from MGH right around the corner at TD Garden.
Oh, you get that escort.
How many more steps you got in you today, pal?
Hey, get that escort. Right?
Can we just get one art? Here, let me take this.
Stop it.
Nurse?
There's no sound on it. It's fine.
Take the picture quick.
Stop.
Plug it back in. Beep.
Oh,
beep.
Man.
Beep. Hey, Scott and Weymouth.
Seriously, Scott,
get to it.
They got TVs in ICU, and if he's watching, yo, we love you. Right. Get better.
What's up?
Scott.
Just real quick, how do I sound? Because you're on Bluetooth. Can you hear me?
You're fine.
Mediocre.
All right. I mean, well,
what's
right.
the take content, today, Scott? What is it?
I got two quick takes.
It's never quick with you.
No,
why are we on Bluetooth?
Listen. No one can even say this idiot goalie's name. I'm going to guess Biddison. Is that it?
It's close. Brock.
He'll be in the AHL, the American Hockey League, next year, where Tuukka will never even see the minors.
It's not even out of the question. That's not even an absurd take.
He was the fourth goalie at the start of the year.
He's not even a known NHL locked in NHL goaltender now. He could end up back in the AHL at some point.
He was loaned.
Of course.
Yes. He's not an established guy yet just because of this run.
Not. I hope he's listening, Biddison. You're an idiot, and you're cocky, and I hope you get run tonight by Backus if Backus is playing.
He's not playing.
He's not.
That's where that call ends. Right. Backus not playing tonight. I don't think you're going to see that. Ron in Medford. Ron.
Yeah, how you doing, guys? I heard somebody call the other day who talked about how Game 6 was Tuukka's defining moment. And it's not his defining moment. It might play a role in what defines him, but tonight's it. I mean, this is it. This guy goes out tonight. He plays like he did the other night. He holds them to a goal or so of, you know, and makes sure that they have an opportunity to win this game, and his legacy's set. This is his chance. He's waited for this his entire life. He's lived in the shadows of Tim Thomas, and this is the night. I mean, I believe he gets it done. I think they win 3-4-1. Maybe it's close going into the third. But let me ask you a question. Have you ever got prepared for a game where you were so intent on what it's going to mean for that first goal? I mean, the first goal in tonight's game, unlike any series I've ever seen, it seems like it means so much. The Blues get ahead, it's a whole different game. If the Bruins get ahead, it just seems like, other than game one, whoever seems to score that first goal, it's just an odd series like that, isn't it?
Yeah, and I think the Blues probably more so than the Bruins play differently with the lead, and just the way they're able to...
Jesus.
What the hell? That's
hockey fans.
C'était les manchons?
Yeah. Yes. Yes.
Yeah. It's great.
Mon ami.
What is that?
Sacré bleu. The Blues have played differently with the lead. You know, they get in there and they have the ability to really, really stifle things just with a one or a two goal lead.
It's going to be such a relief if the Bruins score first in this game.
Oh, yeah.
Isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Nobody wants to be chasing in this game.
I'm sorry, that guy over there in that jersey.
I can't stop
a
little
bit.
The Marchand Canadian jersey. He looks familiar. Has he stalked us before?
I don't know.
I think he has. Chris in the truck. Chris
looks like Caillou.
Good afternoon, Beetle. Hardy, Sub Doe.
Hello.
So it's simple. Keep O'Reilly off the scoreboard. Put Perron in the penalty box because he's going to be a pain all night. The Bruins might win 4-2 as long as they get the first goal. And I called you guys against 9 months ago because I was possibly going to name my daughter Josie. We've named her Lily, and there's a chance tonight in 9 months that child will have seen 3 titles before she's even 1 year old. Thanks.
Nice.
Go Bruins. Sam 76ers and Proctor 12 Irish first team. Me and my boys are ready to go.
All right.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's another angle,
can
too.
Can I be honest with you? I am so unimpressed with the 9-month-old or the 10-year-old kids.
They can't even wipe their own butt yet.
They just... Here's the thing. Your 9-month-old doesn't know any of this,
right?
Doesn't remember any of this, will have zero appreciation for any of this. You're way better off right now being 25, 30, 35, 50, 60, being of an age where you remembered all of it in the last 20 years and being able to appreciate all of it.
It's the step.
Forget being, I've been alive for 20 years and I've got 20... Who cares? You don't remember half of it.
It's the stepbrothers theory. Could you imagine having night vision goggles when we were 10? Better yet, we got them when we're 40. That's it.
Right?
Yeah, you get to appreciate it now.
Yes, yes. Yeah.
How about the guy who can call you and say, yeah, oh, that's great. Well, guess what? I remember when they won in 70 and 72 in the Bruins. And guess what? I'm still here, and I've seen all the championships since.
Right.
Including all the Celtics wins in the 80s. And then I was here when the Red Sox won all those times. Like, those are much more impressive track records than your 9-month-old.
Yeah. That's not what Grossbeck
said. I'm more impressed by the old guys who have seen it all.
I'd be more worried for kids who are old enough to be really into it these past, 18, 19 years, and the soul-crushing disappointment they're going to experience for the rest of their lives.
Yes.
When they only get one championship out of the 4 teams every 8, 10 years,
yeah,
which is really more normal than what we've experienced here. Other towns don't have any. You're wow, this is great. This is so great. Three here.
He brought up, caller brought up the story.
Is it so great? My whole life, they've done nothing but one. Yes, and you have zero appreciation for how sucky it was. I'd much rather sit here and listen to someone who is 60 or 70 years old tell me about how much it sucked and how much they watched the team suck before they got to see them win.
Well, that's what made
them
four
great. That, to me, is far more impressive.
That's what made
them
four
great. A fan who watched them suck first. than you. What have you done?
Yeah. Caller brought up O'Reilly.
Where's the work ethic there?
Did you hear the story about O'Reilly? So he's in. He went to, I guess, a guitar center, just a little jam session.
Yes.
On his day off.
Yeah, Ryan O'Reilly.
Paid for some kid's guitar.
Yep. Yeah.
That's pretty cool, man. Hard to just like.
No, it's not.
In a visiting town?
My kid comes home and says, oh, this strange man bought me a guitar. I go beat his ass. Beat him over the head with that, whatever he bought him.
Yeah, what do you offer? What do you offer? You a candy bar when it was over?
Exactly.
Huh? What else
did he say a puppy back in his hotel room?
Hey,
too?
Little boy.
Buy my kid a guitar.
Oh, shut up. You'd plug it in and start jamming in your basement.
Get the hell out of here. My kid wants a guitar. He'll either save for it himself or I'll buy it.
Right.
With restrictions.
He's I thought it was a nice gesture. You guys being jerks right now. That's a nice gesture. That's not Wick Grosbeck over there helping set speakers up, right?
It is a matter of fact, yes. Wick is up there on the,
my God,
on the Warner 6.
Doppelganger, no, on the bottom. See?
Doesn't look anything like Wick.
Coming up next, we are going to hear from a couple of Bruins that spoke a short time ago. David Pastrnak and Torey Krug held a joint press conference inside the Garden. You will hear that next.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
It's the Stanley Cup Finals, and we're at the Boston Sports Grill from the Star Market booth, sponsored by Bud Light, Zolak, and Bertrand, on the only place for the local call of the game, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Welcome back to Zolak and Bertrand. We are outside Boston Sports Grill, Canal Street, in our Star Market broadcast booth. We are here today with Bud Light. We got a guy in a Marchand jersey, a Canada Marchand jersey here today.
He's from, right? He came down from New Hampshire.
And you ain't French, right?
He just met up with a guy who came here from Texas, a Boston guy, but lives in Texas now.
Pretty
came back
cool
for the game today. And look at him. Oh, they're fast friends, these two.
Yep.
Might get an apartment together.
I'm just saying.
We've been down here together, and it'll be game seven that brought them all together.
We've been down here a lot.
these playoffs.
Yeah. I would say this is the busiest.
It is.
Most excitement we've had this early in the day of us being down here.
Absolutely. Memorial Day was pretty good. That was a good day.
Yeah, but you know what? I would say in terms of people that are here for the game.
Starting to feel it.
Right? That are not just people that are out and about that are actually like game related, specific to the game. This might be it. Good. Why don't we get to this press conference that just happened a short time ago with David Pastrnak and Torey Krug, who are getting ready for Game 7. As we mentioned earlier, Torey Krug, who figured this out on his own, he did the research, and it was proven correct. Torey Krug is the longest tenured Boston athlete without a championship. He's been in town the longest.
Really got research that?
And he doesn't have a ring.
You know when you get... See, that's a guy that has experienced defeat. In big moments.
He's been around town a lot. He's been here longer than any of the Celtics. He's been around...
Celtic. It would have to be Celtics.
Yeah. He's the longest tenured guy in town with no ring.
Kind of know Bergeron. He used to come on with us. So it was sort of that relationship there. And then he hasn't been on in a while. I would say out of all of them, yeah, I mean, been to some things, some events with Tuca. But Torrey's been one of the best guys to cover for this sport in this town, and has always come by our show and stopped and gives us the most. And I think he's, whether it's a call-in, whether it's a live spot.
Does a lot of nice things that you don't hear about.
Yeah, yeah. Not even talking hockey, you know, breaking our balls too, guys. Yeah, I love you guys. Listen, second talk.
He does
hockey,
the occasional personal favor for Hardy.
I am rooting.
True or false?
If you're rooting for anybody tonight, I'm rooting for that guy.
True.
You know, you're rooting for guys like that tonight. That's who you want to see skate around with the cup.
That's more of a Spartan thing, though.
Oh, yeah. Spartan to Spartan guy.
That's right.
All right, so let's
think about it, though. His spark in the series, that big hit.
Oh, yeah.
He knowing Hardy. You know, all that stuff.
It's okay. You can admit we like Torey Krug.
Yeah.
It's all right.
Like, I'm rooting for that guy tonight.
Of course we are.
I always have. And look, there you go line by line, position by position, with the exception of Patrice Bergeron, everybody has been criticized on this team at one point, especially the guys who have been here a long time, whether it's Tuca, of course. Criticisms have been rampant, you know, throughout his time here. Zdeno Chara, people saying that, you know, he's not getting it done anymore. David Krejci, you go guy by guy, and Torey Krug has not been immune to the criticism. But I think for the most, I wouldn't even say for the most part, we've always stuck up for him. We've always said that what he does out there is, it's not the prototypical big, bad Bruin Boston defenseman, you know? He's kind of, you know, part of this whole ushering in of a new way of playing the game, and Krug has been a great addition to this team for how he plays.
So let's hear from both of these guys. Here's Krug and Pastrnak.
Your entire season, you'll be judged on how you do tonight.
Yeah, it's one way to put it, for sure. We've worked, you know, not just all year. This thing was in, you know, years in the making, you know, from everyone, from a youth hockey standpoint to training in the summer to this collective group, coming together years over years, finding chemistry and young guys, you know, coming in, and this core group as well. So it's years in the making, but it's a big moment for sure, and we'll be prepared like we do every other game.
On the right side, Steve?
No, I mean, he said everything, so you can go ahead.
Thank you. If both of you guys could answer, how is today different from every other single day of your lives?
Well, obviously, you can feel a bit, you know, your dream coming true, being in this position, playing for something that you've been dreaming of, and that's why you play hockey, right? But other than that, you know, it's season. It's a great opportunity for us, and obviously a lot of excitement. But in the morning, just prepare the same way for the game like every other day.
Yeah, it's I don't know if I'd call them butterflies, but definitely waking up with and realizing that, you know, your dream's at your fingertips, and you want to go out there and grab a hold of this thing. So you try to stick to your routine as close as possible, because that's what makes you comfortable in playing a hockey game. Try to convince yourself, trick yourself into thinking that it's just another game, so you can go out and play to your full potential. But it's right there. Let's go grab this thing.
Left side, fourth row.
Torey, Bruce has made it a point to kind of point to you as a similarity in style to the player that he was. Can you reflect back on how his reputation has changed as a coach and the impact he's had here in the last 2.5 years?
Yeah, when I first played for Bruce down in Providence, we didn't really see eye to eye. I don't know how that relationship got off on the wrong foot, but I felt like he was out to get me. Maybe I was just an entitled brat on the AHL level that thought he could play at the NHL, and then our relationship took off. Once all the lockout ended and all those guys left to go up to the NHL, our relationship took off because I realized that he was on the same team as myself, and we were working together towards a similar goal. And early on, he was just so hard on young guys, and he still is, but he's hard on the whole team. He holds us to an excellent standard, and I think, over the years, he's become a guy that reads the room well and reads different personalities well, and I think that's important for any team to have success. So it's definitely changed over the years. It's been, 7 years now that I've known him, and he's definitely matured, and he's a great coach.
Back right.
Hi, for both of you guys, you obviously know how hard it is to get to this point, and I wanted to know, how much would you guys like to win the Cup for the veteran core who won it back in 2011?
There you go. Yeah. Yeah, well, obviously, we are in the organization that has a lot of history, and to be part of the team that can do something like that would be obviously something big, you know, and for us, we become an unbelievable group, you know, of guys that just stick together every single day and for a whole season, and it's been long, so it would mean a lot, we've been through a lot, so you know, it's up here, and we got one more game to go.
Yeah, I think obviously we want to do it, you know, for the veteran guys. It's no secret that group is climbing up there in age, and but at the same time, what makes this group so special is that we all just want to do it for each other. You know, young or old, we realize the work that we've put in, and you know, everyone loves each other, so we're just going out there doing it for one another, and you know, hopefully that pushes us to the edge.
On the left side, third goal.
Pasta, for you, two guys on your line, and Marshy and Berge, have played in a Game 7 in a Stanley Cup before. They obviously had some pretty big success. Have they given any sort of advice to you on how to go into this game?
Well, first of all, you know, it's an honor to play with these guys, and how Tori said, these guys have been there, and they have a lot of experience. They know what it takes, and they've been, overall, they've been keeping us young guys or whatever it calls, accountable, you know, the whole playoff, and obviously that was a huge help for us, and right now, you know, we are here a couple hours away from Game 7 in Stanley Cup final, so as Tori said that here, you know, just try to stick to your routines and play hockey game, and you know, even it's hard and it's a big play at the end of the day, but it's still just hockey, and that's how you get to prepare like every other game, then that's when you're going to be at your best.
We'll do one more question, front left.
Tori, Dave, if you're up for it. You guys throughout the playoffs have had to bring different people in, whether injuries, one suspension, sometimes just coaching decisions. I wonder if you could just comment on like the success rate of that, because it seems like, you know, whoever comes in, you know, things just proceed kind of as normally.
Yeah, there's a few things about that. I mean, I think it speaks to how strong our structure is and our systems and how disciplined we are as a team to stick to those systems and structure. The same time, anytime you see a guy leave the lineup, you feel for that guy, especially if he's healthy, you know that he wants to be out there competing. And then the flip side of that is you bring another guy into the lineup, and it's a spark. It's an energy boost. It's you're excited for that guy to go out and compete, especially in the playoffs, because everyone wants to be in the lineup competing for the ultimate prize. So anytime someone comes in, it's a spark, and all of a sudden, you know, guys are skating with a little bit more juice. And I don't know what it is about this group, but, you know, we always find a way to play for each other, and I think that's just been the key to the success of that.
Thanks, guys.
And Tori Krug and David Pastrnak there, their press conference just minutes ago at TD Garden, both getting ready for the Cup.
Yeah.
Just saw a note on Twitter that a ladder fell apparently at the Garden during Matt Grizzlick's media availability and nearly hit him on the foot.
Oh, that would have been bad. I mean, you get hit in the head.
As long as it doesn't hit him in the head, it'll be fine.
You get hit in the head, you get hit in the... Sometimes people get hit in the head when they go to games, especially in the city of St. Louis. David Portnoy, El Prez of Barstool Sports, now joins the Zolak, Bertrand, and Hardy show.
You okay?
Well, the wire didn't move.
Oh, okay. Okay. We're live.
Well,
we're live.
We got that. TV, if you got TV, you heard it, so that's good. How you doing, buddy? Is this the shirt? This the shirt we're selling?
No, we got a million shirts. This is the championship parade repeat Boston. So this would be what, 12 and 13, I think. 12 parades, 13 years.
How have you been since the assault in the upper deck, pretty much the last row, second to last row up in
You know, it's the playoffs. It's the NHL. You play hurt. That's what you do. The guys are doing it. You don't talk about injuries. So after this game is over, I'll worry about getting assaulted and what has to be done.
Have the authorities been in contact with you?
No, which is shit. I mean, that wasn't... I mean, we're joking here, but that was an assault. That guy, if I wanted to press charges, I could have. I don't, again.
He did crack... It was almost like...
He assaulted me, and then he was a big old wimp when I turned...
What did rat tell you?
He did rat tell me. That's exactly what he did. And then when I turned around, I was like, who done it? I'm pointing. He backed off, which is great, because if he was like, I did it, what are you going to do about it? I would have probably just sat down and tweeted about him. But he like gave me an out, because he looked like a wimp.
Where are you sitting tonight?
I think we're in a suite. Nice. Yeah. So we
you won't have to worry about that there.
No, we're in Boston. I don't think I'd have to worry about it in Boston, no. Period. It was a vicious attack. Yeah, we have good tickets. We're splitting it up because we still do the video to get the reaction. And weirdly, Barstool, we have a couple blues guys. We got that
so
guy.
You got Page Hughes, right?
What?
Is Page
Hughes?
Yeah,
young Page is YP. And he's become like a viral sensation in St. Louis with his little rat that he carries around, this chinchilla.
I saw that.
Which, by the way, I'm not advising anyone to call
Page. I thought there's a gerbil.
It's a chinchilla.
Okay.
And the thing is being tortured through. It's a nocturnal animal, and he brings them out in daylight, and there's people like beating drums and doing this and doing that.
It's not good for the animal.
For as touchy as PETA is as an organization, the fact that YP is not in jail yet. I mean, he brought the thing in the rink. He had this whole celebration set up for the chinchilla to be in the cup and do this. The poor chinchilla is probably, I would rather be like in a lion's den than YP's chinchilla the way he's treating that thing.
Does he have some form of PTSD? Does he need it as a service animal of some kind?
He lies and says he does.
Does he really?
I mean, he does.
He says it's a service animal?
Yeah, I saw him.
How else are you going to bring it in?
I
don't know.
I saw him bring it into the Enterprise Center in St. Louis. Right in front of me, and these security guards. I mean, this could have been a piranha for all they knew. I'm like, does this thing bite to the security? Like, I don't know. And they just let him bring the thing in. They don't give a rats about anything. I'm being better
you
with my
rats
language.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know what I can say on this.
No F, no C word.
Well, you should warn me beforehand. I'm all excited.
You've done a lot of radio.
I'm jacked up. Zolak, it's game 7.
I know.
All rules out the window. They should change the FCC on game 7. You should be able to do F bombs, S bombs. What if you want? Game 7 only.
I saw you got chirped by the Pope, Mike Francesa, who has picked an actual pizza joint.
Yeah, we're going to do that.
You're going to do a pizza review.
Yep.
With Mike Francesa.
Yep.
Is it Long Island?
I don't know. He hasn't told me where we're going yet.
He hasn't told you where.
No, he hasn't told me where we're going yet.
Does he understand it, do you think?
No.
TBD. Because he said no.
I mean, it's like he said, okay, I'll do a Portnoy. Okay, does he get it?
Because he was so against it out of the gate.
He's going to give a 7-0 or an 8-0. He's not going to give a point.
Someone has at least explained it to him to the point where he's agreed to
correct.
Get involved.
He was a hard no in the beginning. He's like, who cares if I eat pizza? It's wildly boring. They do them. Pizza stinks. And then slowly he came around. He's like, maybe I'll do pizza. And then now he'll do pizza. So, you know, when I lived in Boston, which is basically my whole life up to the last 3 years, I really didn't know much about Francesa. I mean, I never listened to him. I knew who he was, but he makes me laugh. He's a funny guy. So I don't know if it's intentional. This thing's right in my grill mix, this mic. You guys keep them close.
Yeah, you got to keep them close.
I know. So, I'm excited to do the Francesa.
What kind of equipment do you guys have from a radio standpoint at Barstool? You guys upgrade, get the good stuff? You got Minahan there now.
Sirius does a pretty good job with it. Yeah. They're the real... Yeah, Minahan.
I'm excited for you to get your hands on him.
Well, the thing
it's
about
in the works, wasn't
the thing about Minahan, I like Minahan, and I've known him forever. I'm pretty sure now, since I'm his boss, like within 6 to 10 months, we'll despise each other.
Yeah, it's
say,
go
he
badly.
Doesn't like bosses.
What's his over and under?
He doesn't like
ten months. Although I talked to him, I had him on the radio. I'm like, how long until we legitimately hate each other?
Right,
because I'm quick to hate
it's
people.
The first
too.
4 month contract signed in the history of radio.
Yeah,
signed a 4 month deal.
Right. I said when we put the contract, I'm like, make sure we have some out clause when we just. Despise each other that we're not dragged through the mud.
It's going to happen.
The thing is, like he said, I'm
he
not.
He burns places.
Like he said, I'm not a normal boss. So it's like, I don't care.
Well, he's not a normal employee.
But I don't care what you do. Like, do whatever you want to do. And as long I'll stay out of your way, just do stuff and I'm happy. He's pretty motivated. So maybe it works a year. Who knows? He went after Joe Curtatone. I love that. That scumbag mayor from Louis. Somerville.
Oh, that's a bad one. We can't use that one.
Can't
use that word. Yeah, it's weird.
That's
I don't know why.
Thing. Everybody.
It makes no sense. It makes no sense.
I'm not going to abide by that.
That's
I
right.
will not buy,
right.
buy that.
You can say it. We'll dump one. It. I don't care.
That is like, that's basically like saying boo-boo.
I don't know. I don't understand it.
It's like poop.
I don't get it.
Yes.
We've never understood it.
That's not offensive.
Is Kirk in the New York studios with you guys?
No, he's going to stay here.
Okay, because he's been critical of... You know, like the man in New York, as far as SiriusXM is concerned, for the time being, it would be interesting if he were to cross paths with anyone from Howard's crew, and if they knew who he was at some point.
I
know it's like people still walk around on eggshells, even though everyone's supposed to. There's all these channels; we're all doing our own thing. There's a hierarchy.
Oh well, he's the king; he has his own wing. But I mean, I'm critical of Sirius. We don't really care about that. You can say whatever you want with us. Nobody really cares. Now, whether Sirius cares, I don't know. They may, but I don't really care about that. If you don't like what we say, too bad.
Who's next on the radar? Who are you taking down next?
I'm going after the mayor of Somerville.
Okay, yeah,
that guy is an absolute trash bag. That guy is one of the all-time trash bags you ever looked. I was debating going and trying to just stalk him here and just ambush him, but he's so stupid.
You guys are so offensive. That's why, you know, we love to push the needle and, you know, really have you on because you're so offensive to our audience.
It's crazy.
Look how offensive he is.
And the crazy thing is, the Curtatone, the Somerville guy, we've asked him 1,000 times, give us an example. And by the way, if you want to pull some examples, we have them. I think they're out of context, but he has nothing. He just mumbles and he speaks like Menino, basically.
I don't think he understands what you guys do.
And his kids follow us on Instagram.
Isn't that the worst?
I asked him to.
Isn't that the worst when you get crushed by the parents?
Why are your kids following us?
And not only that.
Your kid likes me more than he likes you.
There is some.
Your kid wants me to be his daddy.
There's some legality issues, so I can't confirm or deny. Right. But I did ask him to confirm whether his wife had bought 4 T-shirts from us in the last 6 months. So it's like.
For Christmas? Yes. Of course.
Yeah, oh, my she God. Did.
So
oh
yet God. He's saying, we're like the worst thing that's ever happened. So it's kind of hypocritical. That's what drives me nuts about all these people.
I was going to say, how are you feeling about tonight? You feeling good?
You know,
you got a hockey take on this game?
Were you waving a flag?
You know, I tried to get Brady to do pizza with me today. I know he couldn't. Right. It would have been the best entrance. Then
he doesn't eat it, though. But if you made
it, doesn't matter.
I'm not waving the flag.
Here's the thing. And of course, I have a hockey take. I think if these teams played 100 times, it's 50-50. I think they're that close. Now, St. Louis is a horrible city. It's a city of losers. They've never won the Stanley Cup. Boston is a tremendous city. And this isn't braggadocio. This is the truth. Like, we are a beautiful championship-winning city. Their city stinks. It really does. So just if you compare the cities, you've got to think the puck, and it's all puck luck, I think the puck will bounce Boston's way. If they play 100 times 50-50, again, I just can't picture St. Louis, a city that has never won the Stanley Cup, beating us during this run. That's my take. It's honest to God. Now, I didn't think about the Eagles either, and you could say, well, the Eagles were due, but I don't know. I will say I don't think home ice matters much in hockey.
We've been trolling the goalie because, you know, Bennington, but we've been purposely mispronouncing his name. You should put, like, all the mispronunciations when he loses the cup of all the mispronunciations of his name.
Like 10 of them.
You would sell so many of those around him. People are starting to call him, like, Borington.
Yeah.
And Barrington.
And the St. Louis, I mean, the St. Louis Dispatch, they had the Congratulations Blues. You got websites. There's a website, Blues Won the Cup. That is blueswonthecup.com selling championship merchandise. So they're just so far ahead of it. It's like, how can a city that has never won anything jinx themselves? Like, and I know people, jinx, voodoo, this, that. No, I think it matters. I think everything matters. The universe matters.
All right, Prez, you guys local? You guys got
We're right next door.
Door.
Yeah,
good.
4 to 6.
Felger Maz will be here, so they'll be trying to get you.
Now,
over.
Do
people
boo Felger, right? He's probably, without hearing anything he said about the Bruins, is he rooting against the Bruins?
No. I mean, people, I think, have a begrudging respect for Felger because he is one of the guys in this town who has always talked hockey. Mm-hmm. He's always been a hockey guy. So, yeah, I don't think he gets too much grief.
The best part, like, you and I like to be out amongst people. Felger hates it.
Well,
so he's forced to be here on remote with a band across the street here when it gets going, and you know Mike's all about 4 hours of hot takes.
So. I wouldn't want to be out in public either if the last decade was sent trashing the Patriots.
The music now and all that,
here it comes.
What? Yeah. What, the music?
Hey. Oh, the sound check is fine.
How's the horse race? What's up with all these horses dying in
Santa Anita?
Hardy's been all over.
We give a horse update about once a day.
What do you do when you kill a horse?
It's horrible. It actually is really, really horrible.
Why the hell won't they shut it down?
It's easier to just get more dumpsters to put the horse heads in.
No, it's horrible.
Why won't they shut it down? I mean, we have 2 more weeks to go.
I feel like I'm getting ambushed here. No, it's a horrible, horrible thing. I don't know what they're supposed to have the Breeders' Cup there. I don't know if they're going to. I don't know.
They can't. There's no way they can go
it's
through
horrible.
That.
It's horrible. I actually am supposed to go to Royal Ascot on Monday, which is, I've never been to London.
Did you swear again?
What?
Did you swear again?
No.
Ascot.
No.
The tie.
No, well, actually, it's a it's a horse race in London across the pond, Scott.
Right, right.
Get educated.
Scott. What are you going to Nantucket this weekend or Saratoga? Like, what do you do?
Well, Saratoga's not open again, showing your ignorance of the horse racing
industry. I called Parcells last week, and he's in Saratoga.
Drop nine more names.
Yeah.
When you own horses, you train them up.
Well, I do own them.
My friend Bill.
Yeah, yeah.
You have a different friend, Bill.
Yeah, I do have a different friend, Bill. I'm becoming quite friendly. I frequent him at the horse races
now
all the time.
What? Now all of a sudden he's a horse buff. What's going on?
Well, he's friends with Saul Kuhlman, who owns like every horse ever. They're buddies. Do you see when I sneaky big timed him, though? You see that video?
Yeah, Bill, not now. Not now, Bill.
Not now, Bill. Not now, Bill.
Not now, Bill.
Yeah, I was in the middle of a horrible
beat. All right, bye, Bill. Yeah, not now.
Not after I just lost the try, Bill. Not now. And then I realized what happened. I'm like, oh, my God, I can't believe I did that.
Yeah, immediately after, oh, my God, is he mad? Did you see that? Yeah. Oh, my God.
That part wasn't on camera. I raced up Bill, sorry. Yeah, no, I'm excited. Are you going in?
These two guys are. My kid's got a playoff game tonight, baseball.
Oh, yeah, and that takes precedence. Get out of here. You sound like Mark Wahlberg. Oh, my kids are sick. I love
so now,
the Super
Bowl. All of a sudden, my kid wanted to leave.
So, how old is your kid?
He's 10. Oh. So, he's got all his shirts.
This is Stanley Cup Finals. Game kids, 7, Scott.
The kids have Saturday
Shrewsbury Finals here. Doesn't
you
matter.
You played at Swampscape. You played in Swampscape.
Dominated, yeah.
Dominated.
Yeah.
That's all you talk about. Now you're trying to demean the importance of kids in
high school.
Games.
High school. He's 10.
10 years old. It's pimping. Game 7.
He was pimping youth videos, too.
I want not during Game 7 of the Stanley Cup Finals. Come on.
He's went to the Super Bowl this year. He got lost for an hour. What are you going to do? Yeah, I don't want to lose him again.
He's going to have PTSD from that.
Beetle was there when he got lost. Yeah. He was gone.
He's going to need a service chinchilla for the rest of his life.
We want to wear chinchilla coats to the game today.
Dave, we appreciate the effort.
Dave, thanks for coming by.
Worries. Go Bees.
All right, Dave Portnoy, Barstool Sports, El Prez, stopping by here on Zolak and Bertrand. We are live at Boston Sports Grill here on Canal Street in the Star Market broadcast booth. With Bud Light today. Let's send it to the headlines. We'll get a quick timeout. We'll regroup you back here in the noontime hour. Judd Surratt is going to be by. The voice of the Bruins will join us.
And we have another special guest that was already on the morning show.
Possibly, Zoe. We'll
possibly.
See.
If we don't fit him in.
I don't know if he's got time in his schedule. He's got a lot.
We'll see. Because we have Judd Surratt and Ty Anderson scheduled to join us here in the noontime hour.
Bands up.
And also later in the show, Rear Admiral. Also Barstool Sports.
Another Barstool guy.
Coming by in the 1 o'clock hour. And
so offensive.
He is the Matt Grizzlick Whisperer. So I'm hoping to get some inside info.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield. Field.